When it comes to service contracts, the people doing the work ultimately decide whether a contract performs well. What happens if an agency pays $1 million premium to award a contract, and the company then tries to substitute cheaper help? Procurement attorney Joe Petrillo is a partner at Petrillo & Powell, joins me now with more on this true tale. Joe, hello.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so give us the outlines of this particular case that was just decided. It sounds to me like a classic case of bait and switch.
Well, it would have gotten that way if it had gotten a little further down the road, but the bid protest stopped it, I think, in its tracks. What happened was this is a procurement by CMS. It's a small business set-aside for cost-type contract under the SIOS 3 vehicle. And the contract was for testing aspects of the Affordable Health Care Act systems, IT systems, making sure they work together, et cetera. And as we know, that's an important and difficult job. So they conducted this procurement, and after they announced the award and debriefed the protester came in, and protester's attorneys got access under the protective order to the evaluation record, and they went after the cost and technical evaluation of the awardee on several important grounds. And two of them are personnel and the cost implications of the procurement. With regard to personnel, and that's what you alluded to in your run-up, the awardee had proposed to hire a lot of the incumbent contractor staff. It isn't clear, but it looked like this had been a contract performed by a large business and was converted to a small business set-aside. So they were going to get a lot of the incumbent contract staff, and that they were planning on doing two things. One was moving them from the Baltimore, Maryland area to another location, which was deleted from the GAO decision, and then paying them a lot less because it was a lower-cost area. That was something that GAO found they should have evaluated. And in reviewing the evaluation record, there was nothing particularly done about figuring out whether or not that was going to cause a problem. Specifically,
wait, just make sure we have this clear. The contractor said it was going to move the people. It told them it was going to hire them. Then it told the government it was going to hire them, and then it was going to move them and pay them less, get them out into the sticks somewhere to pay them less.
Exactly, that was the plan. And GAO said, well, wait a minute, CMS, you got to look into this and decide whether you really think they're going to be able to do this. And if they don't, that's going to have an implication for their ability to staff the contract with qualified people.
Yeah, so, right, plus we should point out, as I mentioned also earlier, there was a premium for this contractor.
Yes, absolutely. Even at that, they turned out to be $1 million more expensive. Their proposal was, I believe, $80 million versus $79 million for the estimated cost of the protester. So, the justification for award was that they had a superior proposal, and one of the areas where they were ranked better was in personnel. And GAO said, "Well, wait a minute, you're saying they have a better proposal for personnel, but they've got this proposal in there that looks like it's risky."
We're speaking with procurement attorney Joe Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. And in the case of service contracts, isn't it fair to say that the people that you bid or the level of quality of people that you bid is really central to the whole idea?
Absolutely. The agency was certainly at liberty to make award to a higher-priced offeror if it had a better technical solution. And in this type of a contract, the quality of your staff is extremely important. But that wasn't the only place where they got into trouble for personnel issues. They also had the proposal, in their proposal, cutting the salaries of their key employees. And that led to an analysis the GAO said should have been taken into account on cost realism. Were you really going to be able to pay to keep these people if you paid them a lot less than they were making right now? And the awardee said, well, it's similar to what we're paying people with relevant qualifications. And GAO did not accept that that argument. They said, well, you proposed to hire these specific people. They came, I think, very close to stating the rule that when you offer to retain or hire people who are then employed on the contract, you need to pay them at least what they've been paid so far under the contract.
I mean, you can't bind people for lifetime employment anywhere, but it's a pretty good chance that if someone is highly skilled, especially in any area of information technology, they've got no problem walking and finding another job down the street with no problem.
Yeah, people just don't like to have pay cuts. That's pretty obvious. So those were the two main issues. There was also an issue on past performance. The solicitation said that CMS would evaluate corporate experience, in other words, what have you done, have you had experience in this area, and past performance. And past performance, of course, focuses on the quality of that performance. And again, the documentation came up short. There was no specific evaluation of cost corporate experience, and they even went so far in the solicitation as to list 8 different things they were going to look at. And there's no documentary record that they looked at that, and they apparently didn't take into account whether or not the examples given in the solicitation of past performance, pardon me, in the proposal of past performance, whether the offerors provided relevant experience. And again, in the solicitation, they promised they would look at that too. So the documentation came up short in all of those areas, and the protest was sustained.
I mean, Joe, over the years, you've seen this in contractors and complaints by federal agencies that once a contractor wins a deal, a year later they bring in the B team to carry out the work, even though they bid with the A team, and that makes government agencies angry when it happens. And here, in this case, they were sort of B teaming it even before the contract ink was dry.
That's the way GAO looked at it. They were setting up a situation where they weren't going to be able to provide the A team, even though they promised it. So it's a sort of a riff on the classic bait and switch that you described.
So did Tantus Technologies, the protester, get the business away from Edaptive that had won it originally?
Not yet. I mean, Edaptive's proposal now is going to be subject to a reevaluation. Tantus protested a weakness that CMS had found in their proposal, and they lost on that issue. So we'll have to see who comes out ahead. But clearly, Edaptive is going to suffer in the reevaluation to some extent. Whether that will deny it the contract or not remains to be seen.
All right. So a reiteration of an old lesson: go with what you bid with, and you'll probably stay out of trouble.
Well, that certainly helps, and the corollary to that is make sure you price it out as well.
All right. Joe Petrillo is a partner with the law firm Petrillo & Powell. As always, thanks for joining me.
Good talking to you, Tom.